Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this, cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Be blessed. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. My brother's slowly getting better, so that's a joy. The amount of work that's going on here is ridiculous. I still don't want to do any of it, so it's mental gymnastics, but you have to push yourself. You have to strive forward. But anyways, enough of that. I was reading this morning in Romans, and if you read the Word, I just suggest if you haven't started reading the Word every day, start to read the Word every day, because it will change your life. It will fundamentally change the way you look at life, the prism that you look at life through. It'll help you. I mean, there's so many good things. And then you'll start to find kind of your favorite chapters. I like Romans 8. It's a good time. I'm going to start with Romans 8, verse 1. It says, "There is therefore now not one judgment against or no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." And you got to remember that. There's not one judgment against. Now, godly grief will work at the change in your moral position. So if you're feeling that godly grief and you know you should change, that's one thing. But just know that you're not being moved in and out of righteousness with God. You are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life," and this is the spiritual law of life, "resting within Christ, hath freed me from the law of sin and death." And that's the state of death. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have been freed and set free. "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law." It's the same thing here. The spiritual law, when Adam transgressed against God, they lost the connection to God. We lost that connection to God. And the state of death was created. But now, Christ freed us from that state of death. Verse 3, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the similitude of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Christ never sinned. Was the perfect blood sacrifice offering, the propitiation of our sins. He's the reason why we have this freedom to stand in the liberty. And that, I just love it, because it before you had to walk in law, and it is suffocating to have to do things perfectly all the time. But it's freeing, but we have both. I mean, it's freeing when you don't have to. And that's all that God did for us. He sent his son. He created it so that when Christ died for our sins, all you have to do is believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you're righteous, and you can walk in newness and freeness of life. Not only that, but he sent the pneuma hagion. You are spiritually born new. You have all these gifts of believing. I mean, not only did he remove the law, he gave us freedom and spiritual gifts, spiritual manifestations. It's just, it's really, really amazing. If you jump over, I just read this too, which I always love this. If you go to verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." And I always thought it was called according to purpose. It is the called. We are the called, the summoned ones. I just think that's amazing. God called you before the foundations of the world. He knew that you'd believe in the name of his son. He knew that you'd be a son of God, and you are the called. Therefore, all things work together for good for you. I want to finish up with this. If you jump to verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of the Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And no matter how you feel about it, no matter where you are mentally, you got to wrap your mind around what the word says about you. All things work together for them, for good to them that are the called. You are more than a conqueror right now. Have a beautiful day today. Remember who you are, the position you're in. Enjoy life. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just thank you for my dad and stepmom for being here. I do appreciate them being around us, Father. I thank you for my brother and how you're constantly making him better and better and better and better. I'm just thankful for the outs of that situation, how much of a blessing it is. I thank you and the fact that you slowed him down a little bit. I pray for his kids and his wife and that you just take care of them during his time. I thank you for your believers that you just continually provide for them. I pray for my day that this chair gets done and that everything else gets done in the next couple weeks, that it's a blessing. And I just thank you for the opportunity to go to you and for your word and how much of a blessing it is. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.